GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
Well, my prediction was that maybe we'd get an email from two of our pen pals, Erica and Henry. I was wrong.
You've got mail.
But instead, we got three emails from other pen pals, including Steve, who writes into the McLaughlin Seafood Inbox at WVOM at blueberrybroadcasting.com. Good morning. I'm enjoying the Christmas season and turning off all media outlets except GHRT. But I would love to see Joe and Hunter Biden placed on the stand in the Senate to answer questions in regard to their Burisma connections and Hunter's employment situation. John writes to us, good morning. The Democratic Party is the pinnacle of hypocrisy. That's their opinion. And Pete writes to us, a civil war is coming, and it's time. Well, when he says civil war, maybe it will be civil, and it will be just words, and not fisticuffs.
I don't know.
Well, off microphone, we're talking, and someone suggested to you that there will be some sort of action in the streets, one way or another, if this comes. Well, I don't think one way or another, though. I think if he's impeached, you're not going to see, if he is successfully impeached by the Senate, you're not going to see pro-Trump
the
supporters.
Senate doesn't impeach. He's already impeached. The Senate can remove.
Okay.
He's impeached. That's not going to change, but the Senate can remove. I would hope that at least in all of this, that people study their history and take a look at facts. And what you often get are bullet points, right? You and I, we get the same 10 bullet points all the time. Would I have done it? Would you have done it? Would somebody else have done it? I don't know. The election is coming. People are going to have an opportunity to vote. And that's what we do. We don't go into the streets. As tough as it is in the country right now, and as divided as we seem to be in the country, at this Christmas time, what most families are doing is saying, not at the Christmas time. We're not going to discuss politics in the House.
Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Do you agree with the House vote to impeach President Trump for his alleged abuse of power and obstruction of Congress?
Absolutely not. And I'll tell you, this Golden is nothing but a scum like the rest of them. He's the coward right along with them. He didn't even have the balls to vote on both issues. He tried to split it so he can say, well, I didn't vote totally to impeach him. What a bunch of scumbags.
1-800-966-1039. Someone sent a note to us that Angus King had some. Angus King's comment on Jared Golden is way out of line. I didn't vote for either, but a self-pocket lining politician like King needs to be voted out. I did not see. And I apologize. If you have seen it,
I didn't see
would you send us a note to it? Be interested to hear what Angus King allegedly, unenrolled from Maine, what he said about Jared Golden. Caller, hi. Do you agree with the House vote to impeach President Trump for his alleged abuse of power and obstruction of Congress?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. The Democrats are upset because President Donald Trump keeps showing them up at every turn. And Jared Golden has got to go.
1-800-966-1039. Caller, do you agree with the House vote to impeach President Trump for his alleged abuse of power and obstruction of Congress?
Absolutely not. I just heard George say that we don't go into the streets. The American people don't go into the streets. Hasn't that been what the Democrats have been doing since they lost the election?
No, I said that. I said that if President Trump is fully impeached and removed, I'll say that I doubt you'll see Trump supporters take torches and pitchforks and take to the streets. I don't think you'll see that. If he's not removed, I don't think there may not be pitchforks, torches, and boiling oil, but I think you will see some action in the streets, as you've seen in the past couple of days.
Well, there were demonstrations around the country pro and against yesterday, and people have a right to protest. They have a right. They were in front of your building, weren't they? This week of 50 or 60 of them.
Well, there were both sides
up. Right.
One to show up to say that, and one showed up and they didn't say anything about Jared Golden. They just showed up to say President Trump does not deserve to be impeached. The second group that showed up this week or this past week said, Mr. Golden, you need to vote to impeach.
Yeah. So that's Americans establishing their rights. They have a right to do that.
Let me clarify. And if I misspoke, if I erred in not knowing my Constitution, I was under the impression that the House vote sends the articles of impeachment to the Senate for a ruling as to whether or not the president is officially impeached. But you're saying that once the House votes, he is officially impeached.
The word impeached is what everybody's hung up on. They did. They voted to impeach the president.
But has he been impeached?
Yes, by the House.
By the House.
And that will stay there forever. Bill Clinton was impeached. Now, in the Nixon case, he saw the end of the road. They came in and said to him, we don't have the votes, and he got out and resigned. You go back to Johnson, I think it was over somebody he hired or didn't hire.
So consider it this way, because a listener sent us a comment that Rick says he hasn't been officially impeached. George says he has been officially impeached. Impeached means, look at it this way. Impeached means formally charged.
That's about it.
Okay. So in this case, then you can say, yes, the president has been impeached. He has been formally charged. Now, is he guilty? That's up to the Senate
That's
now in a trial.
That's the Senate in a trial, correct. It basically, you can impeach other people other than the president. People don't seem to understand that. Judges have been impeached. City officials or federal officials. It's a charge of misconduct made against the holder of a public office. That's what impeachment means.
We'll go back to the phones at 1-800-966-1039. Caller, do you agree with the House vote to impeach President Trump for his alleged abuse of power and obstruction of Congress?
No, good morning, guys. No, I don't. But I think we got to look at this as a giant smokescreen to hide the 17 screw-ups that the FBI did investigating Trump and on this fake dossier. This is all that they're trying to do is to hide that. But indictments will fly in the spring. Thank you, guys.
1-800-966-1039. Caller, do you agree with the House vote to impeach President Trump for his alleged abuse of power and obstruction of Congress? Caller, one more chance for you to join us on line two. If not, we will hop over to the MTG text line at 601-207-GHRT, 601-207-4478. This person writes to us, to our question of the day, do you agree? Absolutely not. And this person writes, I'm putting my support behind Adrian Bennett. This person writes to us that Jared Golden should be impeached. This person writes, the reason the Democrats will lose is because they take advantage of every situation to their benefit no matter what, and then they have the audacity to demand fairness when it comes to the Republicans. And this person writes to us that the person that said that Angus King made comments about Jared Golden, it wasn't Angus King, it was Stephen King.
Yeah, I read what he said.
Okay, that I understand, that I've heard. One comment that we got in our Facebook thread, the person wrote to us that now that the Democrats have successfully voted to impeach President Trump in the House, it's going to make it that much easier for Republicans to impeach the next president who might be a Democrat, because the rules have changed. The precedent is now set, and I'm going to paraphrase what the person said. The precedent is now set that if you don't like the guy or the gal, you can just bring up charges, parade witnesses that will try to make it sound like your side is right. And if you've got the majority, you can impeach. That person predicts that impeachment will be a more common practice now in Washington, D.C. following the vote last night.
I'm not too sure. History is a way of, you have to look back. I can remember, I went through it with you were around with the Nixon thing. Everybody thought the country was going to crash and burn after that. We'll survive this sooner or later. The country has survived 233 years or so of it, and we'll survive this too. It's tough to be in a spot we're in, but I have a lot of confidence the country will work its way out.
Caller, you get the last word. Do you agree with the House vote to impeach President Trump for his alleged abuse of power and obstruction of Congress?
Absolutely not. And you're spot on, Rick, with he has only been voted in the House. He has not been impeached, and he will not be impeached when it gets brought over to the Senate.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.